Dear people who keep company with God, we are in a time where the Lord is clearly speaking to His people, saying, I will restore you. In the Bible, restoration means better than what you had originally. Joel 2:25-26. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Robin McMillan came to our church a few weeks ago and encouraged us to contend for the fruit of our offerings we have given unto the Lord. Immediately I thought about the finances Becky and I have given to the Lord over all the years of our Christian life, as well as our time and talents that we have freely given to serve the Lord and His purposes in the earth. The truth is, we have not yet seen the harvest from these things as the Scriptures told us we would. 2 Corinthians 9:6. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Robin gave us an illustration from Abraham's life that gives insight on what we must do to reap bountifully. The Lord had promised Abraham a son and descendants like the stars in heaven, and the land that would become the nation of Israel. Just after this, Abraham said, O Lord God, how may I know that I will possess it? So he said to him, Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, and a 3-year-old female goat, and a 3-year-old ram, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Then he brought all these to him, and cut them in two, and laid each half opposite the other, but he did not cut the birds. The birds of prey came down upon the carcasses, and Abraham drove them away. Genesis 15:8-11. Abraham brought the offering to the Lord, but the birds of prey, representing the enemy, came and attempted to steal the offering. Like the father of our faith, we have to drive away the enemy who is holding back our harvest. We do not have to contend with God, as He has already given us all things in Christ, but with the enemy who steals and deceives to keep us from our harvest and destiny. But the Lord showed me something more. Like many, I have given up a career, opportunities, investments, and relationships for the sake of the Lord. Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Mark 10:29-30. Whatever we have given up for the sake of the Lord and for the gospel is seed we have sown into the kingdom that the Lord promises 100-fold return on in this life. We need to contend for this also. There is something even greater. On November 14, 1981, Becky gave birth to Hannah Joy Wicker. She arrived into this world dead. Becky and I were young and not very wise. But by the grace of the Lord, we did one thing right that evening. We planted Hannah Joy firmly into the arms of the Lord and did not begrudge Him for it. We were heartbroken and still do not understand why these types of things happen. No one really does. Contrary to what we have been taught, we did ask the Lord why. If Jesus, in his darkest hour, was allowed to ask why, then we have permission to ask why. Mark 15:34. We never got our question answered, but we do have a promise from God. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. We will not be reunited with Hannah Joy until we go to heaven, but there is much fruit from her that we can have in this life. God is teaching us that He really is a good God, and out of His goodness He will restore the years that we have lost, and we will receive a bountiful harvest from all we have given to Him. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.